What could be more alarming than discovering a 2.5 metre long freshly shed boa constrictor skin? Well, realising the snake that just left its skin behind is still in the neighbourhood. Residents of the town of Silverdale in New South Wales are being warned to be on the lookout after the skin was found at a building site. Sean Cade from Australian Snake Catchers is with us. Good morning. Thank you for being with us. You've been called in to try to find the snake. Any sightings?
Yeah, no, not at this stage, Sue. It's still at large in the environment. So, it is a major concern with the size of the snake as well. Yeah.
Yeah. How dangerous is it?
Well, they're not venomous, but they are a constrictor, so they suffocate their prey. They have quite a large number of teeth in their head, so it's going to potentially be a problem for domestic pets, your cats and your dogs, and these sort of things when they're kept in captivity, because they're such a larger snake, they tend to be fed rabbits and guinea pigs and things like that, and people over here keep those as pets.
So how do you catch one?
Probably with great difficulty, actually, because it's going to be such a powerful snake. You're going to have to jump on it, a bit like Steve Irwin, I guess, and just try and restrain it so that it doesn't wrap itself around me and try to suffocate me.
Where is it likely to be?
Well, it's going to look for some type of wetland. They are a rainforest type species, so they like that sort of wetland area. We're hoping to that it's going to start looking for something to eat, and then it will be sighted by the members of the public, and then we can go and remove it from the environment.
Good luck with that, and maybe we'll talk to you after you find it. Sean Cade there from Australian Snake Catchers.